Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
Today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, some of the topics that I thought might be interesting today, and we'll see what you think about it, was... What about the Russians? What's going on with them? Why are they so bold? Have any of you been watching what's going on with that? So I thought I might share that with you today and see what your opinion is out there. Russia plans to send, and I think they've been doing it already, to send long-range bombers to patrol the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean, the nation's defense minister said, in what may be Moscow's latest provocative maneuver. The patrols would bring the flights close to the United States territorial waters, just on the edge there, just testing it out, just testing the waters, as they say. Russia has been on a roll with a series of international provocations, ranging from brazen kidnappings to increased aerial operations. Why do you think Russia has stepped up the pace of aggression in this world? Why do you think that is? I have my own opinion, but I want to know what yours is. Last month, the Swedish military searched for a mystery underwater vessel after intercepting an emergency radio call in Russian and getting reports about a foreign vessel being spotted in the waters near Stockholm. Though no vessel was found, it was the largest submarine hunt in Swedish waters since the end of the Cold War. In September, the United States intercepted 6 Russian planes, including fighter jets and tankers, in airspace near Alaska. In the same month, an Estonian official was abducted from a border post, taken to Moscow and accused of espionage, sparking dueling claims between the two nations. Not only have the encounters escalated, so have the risks. In March, a covert Russian military plane nearly collided with Swedish passenger aircraft carrying 132 people. Remember that? The incidents are outlined in Dangerous Brinkmanship, an analysis of more than 40 close military encounters between Russia and the West that occurred from March to October. Is it a new Cold War? What do you think's going on here? Why are they so bold and so brazen? Well, now they claim it's because people don't like them. So they've had to kind of step up a little bit and make sure that they take care of themselves. That's my phraseology, according to what Sergei Shoigu said. Shoigu. What on earth are they talking about? But anyway, I thought this was interesting. And you know what? It's just a little bit scary to me that Russia is so bold to think that they can... Just kind of fly around our borders there, you know, as if it doesn't matter. Of course, we know borders don't seem to matter a whole lot with this nation, so maybe those borders don't matter either. Not anymore, after all. They wouldn't do anything, would they? I mean, they wouldn't try to hurt us. They wouldn't try to do anything. They wouldn't try to mess with our Navy or our military or our Air Force. No, they wouldn't do that. They're just out there flying around. We've got Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, why, you know, given that Iraq will not stand up to anybody militarily, why wouldn't, you know, both Russia and China, you know, become aggressive, and they have?
Oh, absolutely. I've got another story here about a military deal with China.
Sure. Well, you know, actually, I've got good news. We don't have to worry about an invasion from Mexico. They've already sent their people.
We've already been invaded. We don't have to worry about another one. Is that what you're saying?
And Canada doesn't want anything to do with us.
Well, I don't know about that. I think we've got quite a few friends in Canada. They actually are watching us and wondering what the heck the United States is doing or why they're not doing.
Sure. Well, you know, with Canada, they really didn't go through the financial crisis that we did. And their economy is so much more solid than ours.
Well, I've got some that call in every now and then and write in to me on via my website, and they're not too happy with what's going on in their nation either.
Sure.
So, you know, I think, I don't know. You know, Steve, it's, I think you've got it right. We don't have a leadership, and we haven't had for a while, but we really don't right now. We don't have anyone who's willing to step up, I mean, and take the bull by the horn. I had to kind of laugh, you know, Boehner is going to be speaker again, and he and Biden were shaking hands and hugging. That made me feel real good, because I know they're going to work together, and they're going to just do things the right way, and they're going to take the best of the nation into heart, and they're going to really go gung-ho, right?
You know, I think it's going to be just another free-for-all.
I had to kind of laugh. The one country star that's got the song out. Oh, it's been a few years back that it was a hit, but it's called Only Prettier.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talking about these two sets of girls in high school. That's what it's showing on the video. I'm just like you, only prettier. And that's what I had. That just popped into my mind when I saw Biden and Boehner shaking hands and hugging.
Yeah, it's one big happy family.
Only prettier. All right. Anything else, Steve?
No, but have a good weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate that very much. So while Russia is taxiing along the borders of our waters, Obama's been over in China trying to cut some deals. Of course, he's all concerned about the green thing. You know, we've got to limit the greenhouse gas emissions. And, you know, and I got to thinking as I was reading this article, why don't they just say when you get your standards up to where ours are, then we'll talk about getting even better yet. Because the United States has done such a great job. That doesn't mean there isn't room for improvement, but we have such a great job. So he goes over to China, and they're going to make some military deals as well. Nobody respects us anymore. I mean, think about what we're doing. We're running around the world worried about climate change while we've got our borders open, people invading. We've been attacked. Yes, we've been attacked. We have people being beheaded. And we basically were doing nothing about it. Oh, I know, they've sent some planes over there, and they've done some bombing, and they've got a few things done. But basically, we just take it like it's nothing. Well, you can only ignore a bully so long. If you do not stand up to him, he's going to knock you down. And that's just the truth of it. We're going into a break. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have in my hand a 10-point plan that Obama's planning to institute here in the next week for the illegals. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
C.J. Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. C.J. is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You won't want to miss an evening with Dr. Ben Carson when he speaks for Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event at the Holiday Inn Executive Center in Columbia, Missouri on Sunday, November 16th. Like millions of you, Dr. Carson is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae reaches out to women through compassion and love. Join them on November 16th and personally witness a great American with great ideas and a great foundation doing great work. Go to adsforlife.org to reserve your seat today. That's adsforlife.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Ben Carson. Please join me for a special evening in Columbia on Sunday, November 16th. Like millions of you, I'm passionate about the value of life, and so is the Vitae Foundation. Working tirelessly, they use media to reach women facing difficult choices during unplanned pregnancies. I've saved many lives, and you can save even more by joining us on November 16th. Go to adsforlife.org.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, yesterday I kind of went off on this scandal, if you want to call it that, where the Gruber, as he was plotting, planning, and writing the Obamacare, the Health Care Act, he was doing a lecture, and in this lecture, he's explaining how they had to be deceptive with the bill and the promotion of it, because the American people, the American voters, are too stupid. They're too stupid to understand. Well, I'm not sure what it is we are too stupid to understand. You know, Pelosi, she kind of said that. And McCaskill here in Missouri said that several years ago whenever we voted down Obamacare. Well, the voters just didn't know. What is it that we do not know? I had somebody on Facebook here a little bit ago said, the ones that are stupid are the ones voting up there in D.C. to pass laws. I don't believe that the American people are stupid. But I do believe we have been deceived. And sometimes, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We're not paying attention. And we're buying into a lot of their lies and deception. And it's time to wake up to that. And I was one of those, not because I'm a genius by any means, because I'm far from that, but I could tell what Obamacare was long before it was called Obamacare. And for one thing, remember, I said it wouldn't matter if it was the best written bill in the world. It's the wrong thing for America. We have Jim from West Virginia. Jim, how are you today?
Oh, how do. Yeah, American people are stupid only because the education system did everything they could to make us stupid. I guarantee it. I've got two of them. One is that we found out in 67 or 68 that all American history books available for sale at that time told lies. They all told the same lies. The only thing I can figure out is they're all owned by the same stockholders. So if you have five corporations owned by the same people, aren't they basically the same corporation because they do the same thing?
Okay.
So, yeah, we've been made stupid. Now, Obamacare. Now, this is something other. I am not a legal expert. I despise legal stuff. However, it started out as an HR with a number. That means House Resolution. All bills dealing with money have to start in the House.
Mm-hmm.
HR. That means if it said HB, they look akin. That meant it was a House bill. If the House signed onto it, the Senate signed onto it, the President signed it, it was a law. It was an HR, which means House Resolution.
Okay.
So it only binds the House, and it only binds the Senate if they signed onto it. And I don't care how many presidents or kings sign onto it, it is not a law. But American people are incredibly ignorant. And that's by design. Now, my parents were born in 1912. They're two super geeks. My mother was a history geek. My dad was a chemistry geek.
Okay, quickly. We've got other callers holding. Quickly.
Very simply, just look at every stinking word you find, and you'll find out they lied to us top to bottom, end for end. But it's a House resolution. It's total fraud. All these agencies are racketeering corporations.
All right. Not going to disagree with you at all. I believe that's exactly what went down. Thank you. I appreciate that. We have Linda from Minnesota.
Hi, Beth. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. First of all, may I read this statement?
How long is it going to take? I mean, I've got callers holding, so quickly.
I'll just quickly read it.
Okay.
Peace with a clenched fist. Dmitry Manilevsky, an instructor at the Lenin School of Political Warfare in Moscow, said in 1939, "Today, of course, we are not strong enough to attack our," and he goes on to say that we will do resolutions that will look miraculous.
Hmm.
In other words, when the Berlin Wall came down, it was a Trojan horse. It was a lie. There was never a coup. Communism never went away. Here, and so then they said, when the stupid, decadent Americans will want to be friends with us, then that's what when we'll come and smash them. And then here, in this particular magazine, here is President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, and Obama is saying to him, he's leaning over. He doesn't think he can be heard. And this gets on recorded by a journalist. And he says, "I can't do anything now." I'm paraphrasing. He says, "But after the election," he said, "then I can help you." Well, what
yes.
is it that Obama is helping Russia to do?
I've thought back on that several times in the last year. What exactly was it he was going to help him do?
Six, discussing European missile defense, President Obama told President Dmitry Medvedev that the issue could be solved, but Moscow could need to give him space, referring to incoming President Vladimir Putin. And he went on to say, "This is my last election. After my election, I have more flexibility."
Right.
This man is a traitor.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And he should be impeached.
And right now we've got Russians on our border, and that's scary to me. I don't know about you.
It's like he's the gatekeeper, and we're the sheep, and he has opened the gate, and he has allowed him to come in. He has allowed all of our enemies from Mexico and South America, whoever our enemies are, he is allowing them to come in.
I agree. I agree with you completely, Linda. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And he's going on now where he's got this 10-point plan that he's planning to institute. And, of course, they're going to fight. They're going to fight up there in D.C. instead of get anything done, which just aggravates me. But President Barack Obama, he's going to introduce 10 executive actions that could suspend deportations for and legalize more than 5 million illegal immigrants as early as next week. The plan was part of a draft proposal to a federal agency that has leaked through Fox News, and the network reported it on Wednesday. Obama's announcement would come as early as November 21st. That's coming right around the corner. That's next week or shortly thereafter. The president was briefed on a plan by the Department of Homeland Security before he left on his trip to Asia and the Pacific last week. And Fox reports one of the architects of the plan was Esther Olveria, the top immigration lawyer on the late Senator Ted Kennedy's staff. So what's he going to do? He's got 10 plans here, 10 steps, 10 points. And all of a sudden, there's going to be amnesty. The very thing that the American people do not want is what he is going to push down our throats. The same with Obamacare. The majority of people did not want it, yet it was pushed down our throats. And it's supposed to be all okay. It doesn't matter what means they use to get there, according to some of these and that claim that we were stupid, because now there's 8 million people, supposedly, that have insurance that didn't have insurance before. And that is supposed to justify the lies and the deception of what they've done. Not only that, but if you were listening to what Linda and Jim were saying, if this is a tax, then it came from the wrong place. So it wasn't even done correctly in the procedure of our Constitution and how we have the checks and balances set up. So it doesn't seem to really matter in D.C. what those D.C. occupiers do. Not a one of them brought that up. Not a Republican, not a Democrat. Not a one of them brought it up. Well, listen, if it's a tax, we've got to redo this as to where it came out of. No. Not a one of them mentioned it. Why? Why didn't one of them mention it? And why all with these news entities we have, the mainstream and the alternative, why are we just now hearing about Gruber's remarks in that lecture over a year after it occurred? Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in one-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. C&J Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Are you one of the millions of people who take pills for pain management? Then listen up. The breakthrough topical pain creams from RX Topical Relief may help reduce your pain without needing to take a pill. Topical pain creams combine the benefits of multiple medications for a greater effect without many of the side effects from pills such as addiction, nausea, and dizziness. In fact, topical pain creams bypass your GI and liver to minimize absorption into your bloodstream. If you're in pain and have private health insurance, call RX Topical Relief today and see if you qualify for topical pain creams. The good news is that there will be very little or no out-of-pocket expense if this prescription is covered by health insurance. Call 1-800-318-0800. That's 1-800-318-0800. Call 1-800-318-0800 today. That's 1-800-318-0800. 1-800-318-0800. RX Topical Relief topical creams are currently not available for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Before I move on, I want to make a statement here. If the American people are so stupid, why do you have to lie to them in order to pass your bills? Why do you have to deceive them in order to pass your bills? If ever anyone for one moment truly believed that a national health care system was going to be a good thing for your health or our economy, you were fooled from the get-go, because it was never and is still not about health care. It is about insurance. It is about taxing you. But it's not about the economy getting better, and it's not about you getting better health-wise. Never has been, never will be. Will they get rid of it now that the Republicans are in charge? They say they're going to fight it. But like I said, not one person has mentioned that it was developed in the wrong place. And it went through the wrong procedures to be a tax. Not one. Now, quickly here, this is another thing that I have a little rub with. So they've already elected McConnell to be the majority leader. Is that really the right thing to do when the other new people haven't come in yet? I don't think it is. We had that little battle here in the state of Missouri, and I think they got that righted. Why would they elect somebody now to represent or to lead the ones that haven't come in yet? You don't think they're trying to stack a deck or anything, do you? Make sure that the rhinos are in charge? Don't think that, do you? I do. I think it. I don't have a whole lot of faith in McConnell. We'll see what happens. I find it a little comical right now that Boehner's talking so bold when he's been anything but that for the last many years. Another thing that we're constantly told is that the rich are evil in this nation. And I want you to stop and think about that. The richest 1% of Americans pay 24% of federal taxes. Think about what they're paying. It says here that the Congressional Budget Office released its annual study of the distribution of income and federal taxes. It tells us what we've long known. The rich pay a lot of federal taxes, much more than the middle class and the poor. President Obama, for many years, pushed this infamous Buffett rule, which said that the highest earning Americans should pay at least 30% of their income in federal taxes. According to CBO, the average tax rate of the top 1% was 29% in 2011, the last year of the data in the report. The Buffett rule, therefore, was largely in effect. However, CBO also projected toward 2013, based on tax increases that began in 2013, CBO predicts the top 1% paid a 33% rate in federal taxes last year. Obama's policies have more than established the Buffett rule. Part of that rule, according to the president, was to make sure the rich pay a higher effective rate than the middle class. The CBO report shows that the middle class paid an effective rate of 11.2% in 2011. The rich paid almost three times the effective rate comparatively, and Warren Buffett never paid even close to a lower rate than his secretary. That was all a bunch of hooey. And, you know, if Buffett really cared, they do have that little section on your income tax return if you want to donate more, don't they? We have Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Fine. Thanks for taking my call. You're talking about Putin doing exercises off of our coast. It seems to me, looking at it historically, you know, they wanted Ukraine to be part of the Eurozone, presumably the international bankers. And then all of a sudden, Ukraine wouldn't go along with it, and Russia took over their one deep water port there, where, you know, it seemed like Russia was kind of getting surrounded by NATO. Russia depends a lot on high oil prices to get hard currency, and it sure looks to me like there's an international effort to manipulate the price of oil lower, kind of a wink and a nod, something we're not hearing in the media. I just don't know any other reason for the price of oil to just drop like it has if it's not to hurt Russia. And so there, Putin would be kind of backed into a corner and not liking it. As far as the whole idea of Obama and Putin being in cahoots as some kind of a Marxist plot, I'm thinking that could be that was going on, but then Obama turned around and double-crossed him.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. He's double-crossed many, hasn't he?
Yes, it looks to me.
All right. I'm gonna go on to the next caller. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. We have Joan from Missouri. Joan, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. I've been listening to your show.
How you doing, sir?
And, I don't agree with everything that you're saying.
Well, that's okay.
And Obama, no matter what he tried to do.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said no matter what Obama tried to do, he wouldn't be able to do anything because he has John Boehner and all of them against him.
Well, let's
would not matter.
Let's just stop a minute and think about this, because I agree with you that they're up there fighting, and they're not either one, neither side. I don't believe either side is making the decisions for what's best in this nation. But a national health care system, let's just go focus on the one thing there. It's the wrong thing for this nation. I don't care if a Republican brings it or a Democrat brings it. It's the wrong thing for this nation, and it's obvious that it's not done well.
Did you know that John Boehner was one of the first to join it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
He's no different. Not at all. So you wouldn't. He's not really fighting him, is he? He's just pretending to out here in the public.
That's right.
That's right.
So, and people need to see that.
Well, I do see that, and I say that almost every day.
There's so many that don't.
I know they don't. And that's the problem, you know, Joan, because we need to come together as people. Stop being Democrats, stop being Republicans, stop being Libertarians, and start being American people who care. Get out and vote. But not only that, we need to make the decisions for this nation that are best, not for us at this moment, but for the future. The future is looking pretty bad for my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. It's not looking like a free, liberated America. No more do we have independence. What's that?
It has been that way.
Oh, my goodness.
Before Obama ever got elected.
Oh, absolutely. We've been going down this road for a long time. It's just that snowball's getting bigger and going faster and faster down that hill. Thank you, Joan. I appreciate the call. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is free for all Friday at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSE Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. at WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth, and it is Free for All Friday. We're going into the last segment, the final segment of today's show. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Well, long ago, I'm not an I told you so, but long ago, I mentioned that health care, the national health care, was not about your health. It was not about caring for you, but it was about insurance. Well, you've heard the advertisements. They're all over the place. And extreme advertising by insurance companies in the Obamacare era. It says, the individual mandate in 2015, if you don't have health care insurance, get ready to fork over $325 or a whopping 2% of your income, up from 1%. In 2014. Health insurance companies are fully aware of this new reality and the ka-ching opportunity the individual mandate provides. At one time, a year and a half, 2 years ago, I shared with you, and I do not have it in my hand, all those who were lobbying for the national health care. And many of them were the big insurance companies. At least one company isn't afraid to use a bullying tone to point out how Americans just can't opt out of health insurance anymore without consequences. Check out this ad, and it's got it here in front of me. Your penalty for not having health insurance could more than double next year. Get covered and avoid the fee. And It's going to happen, folks. He says, when I asked Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield for a comment on their ad, using the ad, it sent this statement. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield is a not-for-profit organization with a mission that calls for us to make the health insurance accessible and affordable for as many people as possible in our service region. They're all about caring for us, a nonprofit organization. We have Kevin from New York. Kevin, how are you today?
Yes, good morning, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay. Switch gears slightly.
Okay.
I was a commodities trader in New York for about 30 years. One thing that people are not aware about the Keystone XL pipeline, the environmental, alleged environmental and other impacts aside, the purpose of this pipeline is to deliver oil to the port of New Orleans, mm-hmm. where that oil is then going to be offloaded to ships going to Asia, specifically
yes.
Japan and China. Both Wall Street and Washington are banking on this, and this is the real hidden truth of the Keystone XL pipeline. 90% of the oil going from those oil sands areas in Canada are going to end up being exported to Asia and not even benefit the United States.
Other than a few jobs. Now, I've heard that several times, Kevin. Now, why would, since you made the statement, since Washington knows this and they want this, why is the White House fighting it?
The White House is only putting up a show.
Okay.
They know this is going to pass.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to be huge money for the oil companies, and it's also going to be huge money for the commodities traders. And believe me, I did it for 30 years, and I know.
Well, I trust you. I do.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kevin. Well, there you got it. You know, the American people are not stupid. We're not. The best way for us to become self-sufficient is start drilling ourselves. Now, I don't know all the ramifications, and I don't know everything. I do understand what Kevin's saying, and that's not the first time I've heard that. It's going to be piped down to New Orleans, and then it's going to be shipped out to China. Don't you find that interesting? I find that interesting. I find it interesting that we have the cleanest air, and yet we just can't seem to slap each other enough, the EPA and all them, to punish companies and industries here. I'm not saying we don't need some regulations, that we didn't need to clean it up, but we have cleaned it up. But it's never, ever enough. Because you know what? They make money on those fines. They make money on those licenses. They make money on those permits. They're just another tax. In the construction industry, they have OSHA rules. Safety has become, and it is, it's very important. But years ago, my husband's a superintendent on a job, and years ago, the OSHA people came and they said, you know, we've got a lot of regulations and rules, and they're working. We have less and less accidents, less and less injuries all the time. So they're going to step it up a little bit because they're not getting enough money on fines. So they're going to add to it. Does that make sense to you? To continually punish industries? Do we need to be safe? You betcha we need to be safe. Do we need to be good stewards? Absolutely we need to be good stewards. Part of being a good steward, America, is we have to stop being so trusting and naive of those we elect. And just like yesterday when I interviewed John Andrews from the Centennial Institute there in Denver, Colorado, it's up to us, people. We can't say, well, we've made our voice heard, we've made a shifting of the party in control in the Senate and the House. That's not good enough. Because just like Joan said, they're the same. Boehner was one of the first ones on board. He just pretends in front of the camera. Neither one of them has ever said this was done the wrong way. If it's a tax, we need to go back and look at it. Not a one of them. They don't care about your Constitution. They don't care about your liberty. They don't care about your take-home pay. Well, they care a little bit. They want you to take home less and give them more. It's up to us. We are a republic. And it only works if the republic, which is we the people, stay in charge. We cannot, must not, ever trust the government officials, the elected officials. It's going to take every single one of us to keep an eye and watch out and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.